so faithful. He is so faithful. Glad so many came back tonight. Glad to have you. Hallelujah. Thank God for a great service this morning. Great service, brother. And I worked on a message all week. just about all week. And the Lord's changed the message this morning. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
That's really something. Follow me, my children, for I am the way. Handala ilo bokunda. Ola bahanda la kitala bahanda. Surely I will lead thee in paths of righteousness for my name's sake. Shele makanda mahanda. Search the scriptures, for in them you shall find life that you never had. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank God.
Amen.
Don't know why. Now, last week we talked about Luke chapter 5. That's what we looked at last week. And going back there again tonight. Luke chapter 5. And the Lord is good.
Amen.
So let's look at Luke. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the victory, Lord. Thank you for the peace, your peace, Lord. And your mercy. Amen. So we're going to, I'm going to pray because I'm going to be reading some scripture here. But let's just pray. Father, we thank you for your great love and mercy, Lord. Thank you for salvation, Lord. Thank you for your people, Lord. God, help us to love thee above all and to love one another. Putting you first in our lives, Lord, for you're faithful and true, Lord God. Have your way, Lord. Add to the church daily such as should be saved. Thank you for the peace of God. In Jesus' name we pray and for the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen.
Amen.
Luke chapter 5. Begin at verse 1. Chapter 5 of Luke, begin at verse 1. Hallelujah. And that's the right. Yes. Amen. Amen. Good. Thank you very much. Amen. He sat down. He saw two ships standing by the lake, and he entered into Simon Peter's ship. You know, told him just thrust out a little bit, go out a little bit. And Jesus sat down. See, Jesus sat down sometime and talk.
Amen.
It's all right, isn't it? I mean, he's our example. And hallelujah. So if we sit down, if you see me sit down sometime, just say, well, that's all right. Amen. Hallelujah. Like you know Pastor Bennett, but he's on fire. You can't hardly set him down. Hallelujah. He's on fire for the Lord. Thank God for our pastor. I really do. Love him and appreciate him. Amen. But Jesus, he taught them. He taught the people the truth, the word of God. And when he got through speaking, when he got through preaching and teaching the people, he said to Simon, he told Simon, what did he say? What did he say? Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch, for a drought. And listen to what Simon said. Amen. We've toiled all night and taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I'll let them down the net. They've cleaned the nets, they've washed them and all, but now we're going to go back out because you said so. At thy word. We're going to talk about his word tonight at the words of Jesus. Amen. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they let the net down, they enclosed what? A multitude of fishes, right? So much that their nets break. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships so that they began to sink. Now, you know, the Lord controls the fish, doesn't he?
Amen.
You better believe he does. But why didn't they catch any the first time? Well, the Lord knows how. The Lord just kept the fish away from the nets. But now when he told Peter to let down the nets again, all these fish they caught, the Lord just shooed them in there. You know, I mean, he made them go in. He made them go in the nets. They caught so many fish that both the ships began to sink. And Peter knew that he was, that Jesus wasn't just an ordinary man. Isn't that right?
Amen.
He knew that it was something about him. But he knew he was God. He knew he was the Son of God. Amen. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell at Jesus' knees and saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Depart from me, Lord. Lord, I'm not worthy to be in your presence." He saw the miracle that Jesus had done. At his word, he spoke the word. See, the word of God, as Pastor Ben brought out this morning, the word of God is power, demonstration and power of the Spirit. Isn't that right? He spoke the word and things happened. Peter was aboard the ship, remember, when they was out on the sea and a storm came up. And Jesus was trying to get a little rest. He was down in the boat, down in the bottom, sleep. And they went down and woke him up. Said, "Master, don't you care thou not that we perish? We're about to get drowned here." And Jesus went up and just says, "Peace be still." His word, at his word, "Peace be still." And when he said, "Peace be still," what happened? The winds calmed and the sea, you know, how many of y'all ever seen the sea really rage? The waves, I'm telling you, it scares me just to look at all those big waves out there. Hallelujah. But when Jesus said, "Peace be still," at his word, that became a calm. Isn't that right? That's the reason why they said on one occasion, "What manner of man is this? Even the winds and the rain obey him." Hallelujah. Amen. At his word. Thank God. "Peace be still." And there became a calm. Amen. And they knew. They knew that he was not an ordinary man. They knew he was the Son of God. Jesus came from heaven, didn't he? He came down from heaven that we might to save us. He came down to reveal God or to manifest God or to display God. That's the reason why he said, "He that has seen me has seen the Father. For I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or believe me what? For the very work's sake." If you don't believe me, you see the works I'm doing. I'm doing the works of God. Because the word of God say in Isaiah, when he come, the lame man shall leap as an hart. Isn't that right? It talks about the things that would happen when the Messiah, Jesus Christ, the Lord, the King of Glory. He's the King of Glory. How many of y'all know that? He came down through 42 generations to save a wretch like me and like you. Amen. And he's faithful. He's faithful, that promise. We need to cling to the Lord. Amen. With all that's within us. You know, if we could see Jesus in all of our situations, things would be different. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Things would be different.
Amen.
Jesus, he would speak to the people and said, "Fear not." Amen. Remember when Jesus was walking on the water? He was out there walking on the water. And they were in the ship that on one occasion. He was walking on the water, and they thought they saw a ghost, a spirit, you know. So, my Lord, what is this? Amen. They thought that's how it goes, the Spirit. Didn't recognize. Jesus said, it is I, you know. But when he was going, he really was like a going past him, you know. But hallelujah. But Jesus stopped, didn't he? He stopped and went in, went on the ship with them. On one occasion, you know what, it says how that they were out there, and when Jesus got on there with them, the ship was right at land. That's where it was going. See, God is faithful. There's nothing impossible with the Lord if we believe. Isn't that right? All things are possible to who? Yeah. Him that believe. We got to believe God. We got to, but now God's calling for a holy life. Isn't that right? Amen. A holy life. Like Pastor Ben was bringing out this morning. God's calling for holy. He's not going to, see, God's not going to bless our mess. Isn't that right? We've got to follow him. Amen. Follow the steps of Jesus. Amen. Walk as he walked. The word of God said, he that say he abideth in him ought himself also, so what? To walk even as he walked. Follow his steps. At his word. He spoke the word and things happened. Isn't that right? Blind Bartimaeus was sitting by the wayside begging. And he heard that Jesus was coming. And he jumped up. He began to holler, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Thou son of David, have mercy on me." They said, "Be quiet, hold your peace." He hollered that much louder. Amen. Do you blame him? Amen. Amen. He wanted his healing. He wanted to receive his sight. And Jesus said, "Bring him here. Bring him to me." Jesus called him to him. And when they took him to Jesus, you know what Jesus asked him? "What do you want me to do for you?" Isn't that something? I mean, what? Jesus knew what he wanted. Amen. But see, Jesus does things the right way. Amen. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord, that I might receive my sight. To that faith that made thee whole." And he received his sight instantly. And followed them in the way. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Isn't that right? The word of God is holy and pure and righteous and just. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God. God is good. God is good. How many of y'all know God's good tonight? Amen. How many of y'all know God will never fail? Yes. He cannot fail, can he? He cannot make a mistake. Hallelujah. At the words of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Things take place. What does that song say? Just one touch from the King. Hallelujah. It will change things, won't it?
Amen.
You see, you know, Jesus, all those fish, listen now, that Jesus caused to go in the disciples' nets. He controls all the fish, doesn't he? On one occasion, they went to Capernaum, and they came to Peter and said, "Don't your master, don't he pay tribute?" And Peter said, "Yes." And Peter walked in where Jesus was, and Jesus prevented him. Jesus didn't let him say nothing. And Jesus said, "What thinkest thou, Simon?" Hallelujah. In other words, are the children... Who's supposed to pay the tribute? The children are strangers. He said, strangers. Jesus said, then are the children free. He said, nevertheless, to keep from offending them. He told Peter to go to the sea. And listen at this now. The sea is a big place, isn't it?
Yeah.
Go to the sea. Now, when you put a hook out there, the first fish that come up, now, how did Peter know where to go? The sea is so big, so the Lord just led him. Peter just walked, you know. And wherever God led it, God let that fish come right down, didn't it? Peter threw that hook out there, pulled that fish up, and Jesus says, "It's a piece of money in the fish's mouth." Isn't that right? Let's read that. Brother, shall I say?
I said, I can go fishing.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now let's see what that said. Matthew chapter 17, verse 24. Let's see what happened here. Brother Willard. ma'am? Matthew 17, yes, ma'am. Matthew 17, start at verse 24. Let's see what happened here.
And when they were talking to Capernaum, they had received tribute of money. And Peter had said, "Does not your master pay tribute?" He said, "Yes." And when he was coming to the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, "What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth?"
Kings of the earth, all right. Of strangers.
Peter said unto him, of strangers.
Said, then are the children free.
Jesus said unto him, then are the children free.
Notwithstanding.
Lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast the hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find it.
Give some money. Amen. See, Jesus, he paid tax to keep him offending the people. See, Jesus used wisdom, didn't he? He loved. Now, see, people that the ones that were open hearted, you know, and wanted to be right with God, he reached out to them, didn't he?
Amen.
He reached out to them. Hallelujah. You if you're fishing, you can't throw rocks in the pond and think you can catch fish. Hallelujah. You want them in love. Amen. So they paid the taxes. Hallelujah. But what I'm showing you, what I'm trying to say here, is Jesus sent Peter there to cast that hook in there, and that one fish swimmed up there, had some money in its mouth.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
Only a mighty God can do that. Isn't that right? As big as that sea is. Only a mighty God. Hallelujah. He's faithful. He's true. He's holy and pure. Thank God. Hallelujah. 10 leper men on one occasion. 10 leper men. Let's look at Luke 17:22. 10 men that had leprosy, a disease that was killing them, a dreadful disease. What happened here? Well, when they come in, just one touch, isn't that right? All it takes is one touch from the master's hand. How does that song go, Sean? One touch? One touch from the king. Thank God. How many of y'all know that? Don't we know that? Amen. One touch from the king changes everything. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. What does it say here? 17:22. What did it say here? Did I get that? Wait a minute. Hold on. Luke 17:22. What is it? Somebody look at us while we. What is it? 11. Thank you. Amen. You see how fallible I am, don't you? I need help. When I'm trying to preach, I need help. I need help from God's people. Amen. Thank you. What does it say, my brother? Read it.
And he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee.
Now, he entered into this certain village, and 10 leper men met him. And what happened here?
And they lifted up their voice and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us."
Now, they knew who he was.
Amen.
Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. They saw him. They stood afar off because the leper wasn't supposed to go in close to the people, you know. Amen. Have mercy on us. And what happened here?
And when he saw them, he said unto them.
As they went, they were cleansed. Go show yourself to the priest. And as they obeyed him, the leprosy left them. They were cleansed. Isn't that right?
Amen.
And only one return, right?
Amen.
Only one return. And thank God. Isn't that something? We're unthankful, saints.
Amen.
At least I know. I pray, ask God to help me to be more thankful. We're unthankful.
Yes.
We need to be more thankful to the Lord. Isn't that right? And I, you know what? We miss a lot of blessings, a whole up a lot of blessings because of our unthankfulness. I believe that. I really do. Hallelujah. Jesus said, "What were there not ten? Far off the nine. Only one." Read that. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Where are the nine? It's nine that didn't come back. Where are the nine? Hallelujah. Amen. They should have been back to thank God. But they got clean and they went on about their way, about their merry way. My Lord, God's teaching us something here. Amen. We need to be thankful. We need to praise God. We need to praise God.
Amen.
Out of a pure heart. I mean, being sincere, not half-heartedly. You can't please God half-heartedly. It's all or nothing. We got to be plumb in or plumb out. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. You cannot straddle the fence and please God. But thank God you got to walk the chalk line. Hallelujah. God said, I set a plumb line in the midst of my people. Isn't that right? So we got to plumb the line. We got to live a holy life, a sanctified life right here in this present world. Isn't that right? He have showed thee, O man, what is good. And does the law require some of us? Yes, he does.
Amen.
What? To do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what God is calling for tonight.
Amen.
Amen. The path of the just is as a shining light.
Amen.
That shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Our light should get brighter and brighter, shouldn't it?
Yes.
Not dimmer and dimmer. I tell you one thing, when we're really walking with God and praising God and living for God daily, our lights will get brighter.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
That light that people see is Jesus in us.
Amen.
My God, hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. For he's so good, saints. He's faithful and true, and he's coming soon. So let's keep our mind stayed upon him, that he keep us in perfect peace. Because I tell you, some of the, hallelujah. Lazarus, let's talk about Lazarus. Lazarus died. This is in John chapter 11. John chapter 11, begin at verse 1. Talks about Lazarus. Hallelujah. John chapter 11. The Gospel of John chapter 11. Begin at verse 1. Mm-hmm. Bethany. Yes.
And her sister Martha.
Mm-hmm.
It was that Mary which anointed the Lord's
ornament. This is one that anointed the Lord's feet with ornament, right? She anointed his feet with ornament and she dried it with the hair. She took, right? What does it say? Read that. Read it.
With the hair,
yes. That's humility. Mm-hmm. But Lazarus was sick. Read. The sister sent him saying, Lord, the one you love is sick. They want you to come and heal him. That's what they wanted him to come right then, you know. See, Jesus, he have a timetable. Isn't that right? You better believe it. Jesus doesn't move too swift or too. He's right on time. Let me say it that way. In everything, every situation. Hallelujah. And so they sent for Jesus to come. And Jesus stayed there 2 more days. After they had sent for him. Hallelujah. Why did he do that? Well, he know what he's doing. I mean, yeah, I mean, his timing. And that was for the glory of God that the brother was sick, you know.
Amen.
And the brother died, didn't he? Lazarus died. Hallelujah. And Jesus did. They went on. They went to Bethany. And when they got to Bethany, you know, they become saying, Lord, if you had been there, brother, I had not died. And Jesus told them, so your brother going to live again. Yeah, Martha said, yeah, I know he'll live again, in the last days at the resurrection. What did Jesus tell them? I'm the resurrection and the life. I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me. Hallelujah. What did he say? He that believeth on me. Read that for me, please. He that believeth on me. Have you got that scripture? No. He that believeth on me. Anybody got that? Hallelujah. Holy Lord. Hallelujah. John 11. 26. All right, what does it say? Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then she said the same thing about if you had been there, brother would not died. All right. Now, when Jesus went to the tomb, he went to the tomb. What did Jesus say? Take you away the stone. I said, well, he's been dead 4 days. Now he stinketh. Is that what it said? Hallelujah. What does that mean to Jesus? That means nothing, does it?
Amen.
He's been dead 4 days and he stinks. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, that what they said? Yeah. Well, hallelujah. God is good, isn't it? He waited 4 days, and when he went there, hallelujah, Jesus knew what he was going to do, didn't he? He knew exactly. Now, see, Jesus loved Lazarus, didn't he? He loved Mary. He loved Martha. Jesus loved us, doesn't he? You better believe he does. Jesus wept. He cried. He wept. My. He said, take you away the stone. And they did. And after when they took away the stone, what did Jesus say? Lazarus, come forth. Isn't that something? Now, you know, it said that Jesus had just said, dead, come forth. My. Don't tell how many people would have come up out of the grave, you know? He called Lazarus by name. Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came forth, didn't he? With grave clothes on. And Jesus said, loose him and let him go. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And his word. He spoke the word. Thank God. In power and demonstration of the Spirit. Jesus demonstrated, didn't he? The power of God. By speaking the word of God. Hallelujah. And he called you and me to do the same. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? Because the word of God said, these signs shall follow them that believe.
Amen.
In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They drank in the day of the thing that shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. How many of y'all believe that?
Amen.
Don't we believe that?
Yeah.
Amen. And we're looking to see the Lord do these things in these last days. We need revival, don't we? We need a revival. Like Pastor Benjamin was saying this morning about a revival. We need to pray. We need to pray every day this week. God revive us. God stir us. God sanctify us. God save us. God help us, Lord, to be like you. Help us to follow you closely, not at a distance. Stir us up, Lord God. Fire us up, Lord God. God, use us to please you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God will do it, won't he?
Yes.
Amen. If we mean it. See, God know our heart.
Amen.
I mean, hallelujah. 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 Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. To some people, God is a cloudy mystery. To some people, God is judgment and punishment. But to us that know him, he's love. He's joy.
Yes.
He's peace.
Yes.
Thank God.
You
love my son. Help us tonight, God. Help us tonight, God. Hallelujah. You know, like I heard Pastor Benjamin said, he in other words, the rest of his time he have here, he really going to serve God. He's going to do God's will. Amen? And we know that's true because he's been pastoring about 40 years and is faithful to God. Let's hold Pastor Benjamin, let's hold their hands up, all right? Let's do everything we can to keep them encouraged. Amen? It's our job to do that, saint. Isn't it right? Hold the hands up. Be a blessing whenever and wherever we can. And when we can, slip them a piece of money. Nothing wrong with that, is it? Do what we can to help them. Thank God to keep them encouraged and keep them going on with the Lord. They're going to go on with the Lord. We know that. But let's keep them encouraged as they go. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Somebody give God some praise. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. God is so good. Now, Jesus, I want to read. We're still in Luke 5. Let's look at something here. Let's look at Luke 5, verse 12. What does it say here? Luke 5, verse 12. Now, this was one man, one leper man. He already healed 10 over here. Now, here's one leper man came to him and said, Lord, if thou will, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus said, I will be thy clean. My will is for me to be clean. Hallelujah. And immediately, he touched him. Jesus touched him, saying, I will be thy clean. And immediately, his leprosy departed from him. Amen. Isn't that something? Amen. And listen to what the scripture says in verse 14.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And verse 15, that man couldn't hold his peace, could he? He couldn't be quiet. You're going to be healed of leprosy? And Jesus said, don't tell nobody. But Lord, you know I'm going to tell somebody. Isn't that right? You better believe it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I would have told somebody. I mean, not to be disobedient to the Lord, but you know, you'd be so happy, wouldn't you? I mean, you'd be happy. You'd have the happy happies and the glad glads. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, let's also look at verse 18 of the same chapter here. Listen at this. Yes.
And they sought means to bring him in.
Uh-huh.
And they could not find out what way they might bring him in because of the multitude. They went upon the house.
Uh-huh.
The housetop and let him down
to the
tower.
Couch. Now, yeah, they went up on the housetop, you know, and going to tear a man's roof off, you know. I mean, they went up here and let him down through the tilings. Isn't that right? And listen at this now. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, listen to what Jesus said, man, thy sins be forgiven thee. Now, the man had palsy. But see, Jesus went to the main core of the thing. Isn't that right? Thy sins be forgiven thee.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And these scribes and Pharisees began to reason, who is this that for? So he commit blasphemy, they said. Who can forgive sin but God alone? But it was God right there with them, wasn't it?
Amen.
He was God with us. And when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said unto them, why reason ye in your hearts? What is either? Hallelujah. Whether either to say thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say rise up and walk, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power to forgive sins on the earth. Is that what it's? power upon earth to forgive sin, he said unto the sick of palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up your couch and go into thine house. At his word. And immediately, right away,
amen,
he rose up before them and took up that whereupon he lay and departed to his own house, glorifying God. Hallelujah. It's enough to glorify God, isn't it?
Amen.
Sick of some disease that's destroying you. Hallelujah. God is faithful.
Amen.
Amen. Nevertheless, at thy word, Simon Peter said, Lord, we've toiled all night and taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, we'll let down the net. And they let down the net, and they caught all these fish because of their obedience to what Jesus said. Remember when there was a marriage at Cana of Galilee, and they ran out of wine. And the mother came to Jesus and said, they have no wine. And Jesus said, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour has not yet come. But anyway, his mother said, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Whatever he tell you to do, do it. And there were 6 water pots there. And Jesus told them to fill them to the brim. And they filled them to the brim. My God. And then to draw out and take it to the governor. And it was wine. He made wine. He made water. He made wine. He turned water into wine. And they said, you save the best wine for the last. Normally at a wedding, you would get the best wine first, and they say that, you know, bad stuff to later. But they say, you say the best wine for last. But it's because Jesus made it. And he knew how to make wine, doesn't he? And it wasn't nothing that's going to get nobody drunk. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But he made that wine. And my God, they feasted on they feasted on the wine. The water that was made wine, they feasted on it because Jesus had done it. He had made water into wine. So saints, there's nothing impossible with the Lord if we believe him. But we got to believe him.
Amen.
And we got to walk right before him.
Amen.
Amen. And there's no limit to what God will do.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
No,
there's no limit to what he'll do. Amen. Saints of God, I'm going to ask you, let's pray. Let's pray this week. Let's pray. I'm talking about really pray. Hallelujah. That God would move by his spirit. That we'll see revival. We'll see revival. Like Pastor Bell said, that man told this young brother, this brother, said, just draw a circle, right? And get in that circle. My. Hallelujah. Don't we want revival? Don't we want revival? This week, let's pray for revival. Let's pray. Let's pray God's will be done, but let's really be praying that God to revive us. Isn't that right? Say, Lord, revive me, Lord. Revive me. If we all would pray that, I feel like we'll see a difference. You know, I do. I really do. Say, Lord, revive me, Lord. Revive me. I want to, hallelujah, Lord God. We want to do your will. We want to see souls saved, Lord. We want to see your perfect will done. Lord, we want this place here to be on fire. People come by and hallelujah. God will draw them by his spirit, won't he? You better believe God will draw them by his spirit. Just like Pastor Ben was saying, how that certain revival, the Welch revival, how that the power of God came in and it was shaking.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Like the apostles, remember?
Amen.
They prayed and the place where they was shaken and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Isn't that right? Can we see that again? We need to see that again. We want to see that again. Ask God to bring it on us, Lord. Let us see that again, Lord. Let us see your mighty hand. He'll do it again. Thank God, if we will pursue him. Like Pastor Bell said, we need to pursue the Lord. Let's pursue him. Let's pursue the Lord this week. Let's pursue him with all that's within us. And we'll find him. Ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with what? All your heart. It's got to be all our heart. It's all or nothing. Isn't that right? Amen. May God bless you tonight. May God smile upon you and give you peace. For Jesus is our peace, isn't he? He is our peace. So let's be faithful to him. Saints, what, my brother? Got to... Oh, God. Help us tonight. Hallelujah. You got that one touch? Put that on there, brother. God. Is that what you're going to? Isn't God good? Isn't God good? Give him some praise, son. Give God some praise.